We're so glad that you've joined us today on the Relevant Church podcast. There's so much God wants to do in and through you as you listen to this message. If you want to learn more about Relevant Church, visit us online at thisisrelevant.cc.
Hey, have you ever done something so stupid, so embarrassing? Maybe it was just so bad that you knew that you had crossed the line. Like no one had to beat you up about it because you already were mad at yourself and you're already beating yourself up. I told you guys a story before. I remember when I was in high school and I mooned an old lady. I know it's so sad. You probably heard me share this before, but this is not, this is part of my therapy. But seriously, it was not my best moment. Then to make matters worse, she called the cops. And I ended up getting arrested and booked for this indiscretion. But you thought I was scared about being arrested? Shoot, sitting in the precinct waiting for my father to come get me was more torture than getting arrested that night. I had to wrestle with so many thoughts. I almost told him, you know what, just keep me in jail. Just don't let me have to go face my dad. Can I tell you, I bet this is just even a piece, a fraction of what the disciples felt. These men had been the closest to Jesus for 3 years. They went everywhere, did everything, experienced laughter, joy, tears, miracles, and everything in between with Jesus. He'd been with them as he gave them a new vision for their lives, beyond their wildest expectation. Their once mundane or reckless life became full of life and wonder as they got to know God's Son, Jesus Christ. Then in the moment when he needs him the most, they desert him. They turn their backs on him, not only in action, but one even denounces him verbally. Now it's Sunday night. Jesus, the one who was killed, has risen from the dead. There is a stir in the community as sightings of him are being reported. People have actually had the opportunity to talk with Jesus and see Jesus with their very own eyes. Two followers who have just had dinner with him run back to where the other 11 disciples and other followers are gathered. They're regrouping to figure out, man, what's next? How do we face Jesus? He's alive. How do we apologize for the way we abandoned him? How mad do you think he is? I mean, he's also God, so honestly, he can take us out very easily. Then we catch it. In Luke chapter 24, verse 36, it said, and just as they were telling about Jesus, Jesus himself suddenly standing there among them said, peace be with you. But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. Why are you frightened? He asked. Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Think about this. Jesus shows up in the room. And his first words to these disciples are, peace be with you. Listen, Jesus is incredible because after these jokers abandoned me, the last thing I would want to say to them is, peace be with you. They would have heard a few choice words and none of them would have been, peace be with you. Somebody get what I'm saying. This peace be with you is big though. Jesus is bringing them a clear message. I don't judge you. Wow. Can you believe that? He's like, you stand blameless before God and before my eyes. Think about it. They're afraid of what is coming next. They don't know if they're seeing a ghost or if this is really Jesus, because either their fear has them delusional that they're seeing things or they're screwed at this point. Because after the way they had allowed Jesus to be treated, after the way they had abandoned him and left him high and dry, I'm sure there's a sense of this is going to end real bad for us. Worse yet, Jesus doesn't just knock on the door to come in. He literally barges into the room. In John 20, it tells us that the doors were locked. So Jesus disregards the barriers that they've made so that he can reach them and offer them peace. And can I tell you, this is good news for you and I. Brokenness and barriers won't keep Jesus from reaching us. Why? Because Jesus is not mad at you. He's mad about you. Romans 8 reminds us that nothing will separate us from the love of God. And we experience God's love the most through the person and work of Jesus Christ. In verse 41 through 43, it says this. Still, they stood there in disbelief, filled with joy and wonder. Then he asked them, do you have anything to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish and he ate it as they watched. Think about this. They are stunned. Jesus has just appeared out of nowhere. They have no clue what to do. Can you just picture that moment? Jesus is looking at them, they're looking at Jesus, and there's just a silence and a hush in the room. And Jesus breaks the silence. What, y'all got any food? How random is that? Jesus goes back to normal. Jesus doesn't hold any ill will or doesn't allow their tension to throw him off. He's been dead for 3 days and has been meeting with people all day. He's been walking around, appearing in different places. So he asked for something to eat, but there's something more to this. See, in this culture, food was very important. And it was a part of creating community with someone. You cooked for the people who were important to you. You ate with those whom you loved. And that's why many of the religious leaders were so frustrated with Jesus, because he ate with people they would never even associate with on a bad day. To them, by Jesus eating with these drunkards or prostitutes or gangsters, Jesus was expressing an affection and a love for these individuals. But these are the same people that the church thought that he needs to hate because they hated them. Now, in this situation, Jesus is eating with the disciples and followers. These are the last people you would think Jesus wanted to have a meal with. Listen, I wouldn't want to eat with these individuals. They abandoned him, left him to die, literally. Think about it like this. Many of us treat Jesus like the Amazon man. We're glad to see him because they were in joy and wonder of him being there, but no one is inviting him out to dinner. I'm grateful for the package that the Amazon person leaves me, but I'm not inviting them into my house. Jesus, again, is given a clear message. He wants to eat with them. He wants to be with them. He wants to let them know that peace is not a package. It's a person. The second lesson that we can learn is Jesus is not a mail carrier. He is the package. We go on in verse 46 through 49, it says, and he said, yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There's forgiveness of sins for those who repent. You are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. I want you to see this moment. Jesus begins to teach his disciples and remind them of what they've read and what he's taught them in the past. All that he suffered, all that he went through was foretold. He is the revelation of God's word given to the prophets of old. His purpose was to die for the sins of the world. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, people could find forgiveness, the clearing of their sin debt. They could be acquitted from the charges that they had amassed simply by repenting. What does it mean to repent? It's to change your mind. It's to change your will, change the direction from my way to God's way. John 3:16 tells us that God loved the world so much that he would give his only son, that anyone who put their faith in him would not have to face death as the final answer. But through Jesus' resurrection, we too could be confident that we too could be resurrected from death, resurrected from pain, from tragedy, from misfortune, anything else that would come after our lives. Then he gives them a promise. I will send the Holy Spirit to fill you with power from heaven. Jesus not only offers forgiveness, but he also offers them power. No matter what they did, no matter how they showed up, if they were to repent genuinely, they would not only receive forgiveness, but also power to fulfill all and become all that they were destined to be in Jesus' name. Isn't that amazing? That Jesus' long-term plan for me and you never changes, even when we fall short. See, Jesus showing up for the disciples meant that hope had returned. Jesus didn't come back from the dead so that he could condemn them. He came back so that he could convince them that he loved them and that the best was yet to come. He wants to tell you and I the same thing on this Easter Sunday. You are not too far gone. You are not too old. You're not too sinful to whatever you'd like to put as a barrier between you and God. Jesus' plan for you is greater than what you've done against him. So no matter what has happened in your life, just know that hope has returned. Hope has come. Jesus not only comes to show you how much he loves you by forgiving your sins, but he shows you how much he loves you by giving you power. Jesus is hope personified. Would you repent for your neglect of the hope giver and accept the hope that he gives you? Can I pray for you on this Easter Sunday? Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for being resurrected on the third day so that we can too look forward to a resurrection of our lives, not only in eternity, but a resurrection right here on earth. Resurrection hope, resurrecting hope, resurrecting courage, resurrecting peace, resurrecting love and joy. We get to experience new life through you. So God, forgive us for where we fall short. Redeem us in your love through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hey, listen, remember, Baptism Sunday is happening again next week online and in person. We'd love to join you in celebrating this new life, this new hope that Jesus gives you through the act of baptism. I want you to make sure you go to thisisrelevant.cc/baptism so that you can get signed up to be baptized. I love you guys. Have a great Easter. Happy Easter. And know this, he is risen. Hope is here.
Thank you again for joining us on the Relevant Church podcast. If this message has been impactful to you, let us know by sending an email to hello@thisisrelevant.cc. If God is impacting your life through this ministry, join us in reaching others by investing at giving.thisisrelevant.cc. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more messages like this one.